basically to start with recapping what your thoughts are on the city in terms of building an expansion team.
Well, I was very impressed by the outpouring of support and great interest here in this city for FC Cincinnati to come into MLS. You know, I've spent time with the mayor, I've spent time with their business groups and the digital incubator, and toured around and got a flavor for all the exciting things that are happening here in the market. So it's every journey starts with one big step, and we took a big step today.
What do you see as some of the hurdles going forward for this?
Well, I don't know that there are any hurdles. It's just a process. You know, they've achieved, the club has achieved remarkable things in a very short period of time. It's only been 1 year, and yet, you know, the entire soccer market here in America and even people around the world are taking note of what exciting things are going on, their attendance, their strong brand, the strong support that they have from a really passionate fan base. So, you know, we are focused on working with them to figure out what the path is for their bid for MLS expansion. And we'll start that process immediately.
And you mentioned a long-term stadium solution. You said that more than once. Do you not see Nippert Stadium as a long-term MLS stadium?
Well, you know, it really depends on what is the future of Nippert Stadium. I mean, if we can wave a magic wand, we'd like to see downtown soccer stadiums with grass fields and 20, 22,000 seats that are owned and operated by our owners, that are built purposely for our sport, where our supporters could even be part of the development process so that they have the amenities that they want and need to be great supporters. The relationship with the university and Nippert has been fantastic, and without it, FC Cincinnati isn't here today talking about coming into our league. So I think there's a lot of decisions that need to be made over a very long period of time to figure out what their long-term solution is for what they want their MLS expansion bid to look like.
Is Nippert Stadium a deal breaker?
Well, again, I don't know that it's a deal maker or deal breaker. I will say that we had a great tour of the building, and the university is vibrant, and there's lots of development going on in and around the university. The athletic director is incredibly supportive of the club. They've both invested an enormous amount in the team. But I'm not even here to be thinking about what deal makers or deal breakers are. You know, let's just continue this process.
You said Cincinnati deserves an MLS team. Kind of elaborate, why do you...
You know, I think that any market that can have this level of support deserves to be an MLS. But I think a fan said it perfectly. You know, I don't think we could have 40 or 50 teams in our league. We've got to go through this process thoughtfully, as we've done over the last 20 years, figure out where we need to be, what groups have the best opportunity to be successful over a long period of time, what the likelihood is for the perfect stadium solution, what the support that what support will the market show. I met with business leaders throughout the day, and I met with the mayor and the county group, county commissioner group. So, you know, this is the first day of these meetings, but I'm very impressed by what they've been able to show me today.
What do you think of the fans?
You know, fans are wonderful. I mean, the best part of this job is seeing how far the sport of soccer has come in America. And they have such passion for a soccer team, professional soccer team in America, that I think rivals what the rest of the world looks like. I mean, that's the stuff that actually brings, you know, chills to me. And a lot of things in your run a league that aren't so much fun. Today was a fun day, and I think the fans really helped make it that way. That was easy.
A timeline. I mean, they were talking about timelines.
Yeah, we don't really have a timeline. Yeah. I mean, Jeff Berling said it well. I mean, it started today. You know, they've had one great year. And they need to continue to work together and figure out what their future is going to be and how that future can fit into our expansion plans. But there is no specific timeline. They do. I mean, of course they do, and I know all you want that.
But is it really a realistic thing for them?
What's realistic?
That fourth spot that Miami's
on. Well, again, at this point, we're hopeful that Miami is going to take that spot. So I'm pleased that they want to come in really soon. But, you know, we've been working on Miami for a decade, and it's a market that we believe is very strategic for us. It's a gateway city to South America. It has a lot of things going on in that city that we think are going to be very important for our league's overall development, but we may not get there. So we'll see what happens as it continues to develop.
Will you be making similar visits to other cities?
Absolutely. You know, I had a very, I had a similar visit in St. Louis about a year ago, Sacramento within the last year, Detroit within the last year. You know, all of them have similar things going on, which I think is empowering for us at MLS as we start thinking about growing this soccer nation that we care so much about. But that doesn't take away all of the great progress that Carl and Jeff and FC Cincinnati have made. I am really impressed by what they've done, and everybody in the city should be proud of it. You know, it's not often that in a 12-month period you could take a team from an idea on a piece of paper to having 34,000 fans come out to an exhibition and, you know, developing a plan to come into the fastest growing professional league in American sports.
Don, have you gotten into what the cost for an expansion franchise will be? And does that play in a lot to the strength of ownership in these various markets?
You know, it really, we are working as an ownership group and an expansion committee very specifically to lay out a number of things over the next number of months. Expansion pricing is one of them. The timing for expansion is another. You asked about timing. That hasn't been established yet. That'll be established over the next number of months. So when we develop that, then we'll be able to sit down and meet with expansion prospects and talk about, you know, what it will take to become an MLS team. There is no ownership group that we've met with that doesn't have the capacity to do what's necessary to invest in the requirements to come into our league, but as importantly, to build an organization and build a stadium plan over time to, you know, be able to be a viable candidate.
Yeah. Okay.
All right? Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Time.